Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Gentlemen, we are here from shouldidrinkthat.com at the 2008 Beer on the Bay Extravaganza on beautiful Lake Erie, Pennsylvania. We've got some blues band that just started. I don't know their name because I don't have my schedule with me and I suck like that.
Nice segue, man. As soon as you said that, they started playing.
See? Yeah. Because at Should I Drink That, we are professionals, damn it. We are here with the winners of the shouldidrinkthat.com Trip to Erie contest. They're around here somewhere. We got to find them.
Yeah, we'll talk to them here in a little bit.
And in fact, I think they started to run as soon as they saw the microphone come out, or it was somebody else. Anyways, we're here at Erie, Pennsylvania, having a good time.
Hey, I'm here with Becky from Erie Brewing Company here at the Erie Brewing Festival, the first annual, I believe. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, basically, there's 26 total brewers here. It's our very first festival, so we're very excited, and it's awesome. The weather just turned out great. The venue's great, and I'm excited.
Okay, we are here in the middle of the field at the Brewfest, talking to Bruce from Erie Brewing Company. What do you think of the Brewfest so far?
Well, actually, I think the Brewfest is doing quite well for our very first Brewfest ever. The crowd's really nice. The weather's fantastic. The second session is going to be a lot better, though. I'm still getting emails on my BlackBerry as we speak, selling tickets online. I've probably sold four times as many tickets for the evening session as we did the first session. So we're really happy.
That's great, man. Can you tell us a little bit about Erie Brewing?
Yeah, Erie Brewing Company was founded in 1993, and it became operational in 1994. Tradition, they used to brew for Hopper's Brew Pub at Union Station Square, and then in 1999, they decided to become a regional brewery. So they broke away from brewing for the brew pub, moved into the location where we're at today, and we were just selling the products in kegs. And then we went ahead and added the bottling line, and that's when we became the regional brewery. Service in western Pennsylvania and the lower part of New York. But the past 2.5 years is when the Erie Brewing really started to make its name. We 2.5 years ago, we were in lower part of New York, western Pennsylvania, and now we're currently distributing in 10 states. As far west as Oregon, and it looks like Florida wants us now. We got a contract. They sent us a contract just last week. We're going over the contract now. We'll register the brands, and I'd say within 4 weeks we'd be shipping beer to Florida.
That's great news for you guys, man. Congratulations on that. How many beers do you guys produce?
We currently produce four core brands, which is Misery Bay, an IPA, Matt Anthony's American Pale Ale. We also produce Presque Isle Pilsner, and our staple, our flagship beer is Railbender Ale. Those four we do all year long. And then we have six seasonals. Ranging from a Scottish wee heavy, a Scotch wee heavy ale, down to a light wit beer.
I won this contest, so I can make it.
And we are here. We finally tracked down the winners of the SIDT Erie Brew Festival contest from Erie Brewing. You want to introduce yourself, Dave?
Hello, world. My name is Dave. That's about it.
Where are you guys from?
We're from Virginia Beach, Virginia.
That's a long-ass haul up here, man. How was the drive?
Not bad. We stopped in Penn State for a little extra drinking, and now we're here, so about 9.5 hours.
Awesome, man. We'll be drinking with these guys pretty much all day long and probably all night, too, so Be prepared.
This is your big chance. Pimp the website, because Dave does have a website, and he does love craft beer.
And what is that website, sir?
That would be drunkenpolog.com.
Yes, he said it, drunkenpolog.com. Go there, check it out. He does great beer reviews, man.
Which is fitting, because I, too, am a drunken Polack. So.
I'm German and Irish. I'm like a mean drunk.
I'm German and Polish. I'm always fighting with myself.
And I'll end on that one.
My name's Dan Minner. I'm the brewer for Ellicottville Brewing Company in Ellicottville, New York. We're here today at the Beers on the Bay Brew Fest, and we've brought a few things with us. My favorite today is probably the Mowmaster, which is a nice lawnmower beer. It's about 4.5% alcohol, 35 IBUs, all centennials.
Very good.
You're going to mow your lawn with it, though.
I just moved into a place that has 350 acres, so I need a nice beer to mow the lawn with. I came in one morning and made it up. I should start growing hops there. I've got a few hops in our beer garden that we have in Ellicottville. And we've also got our blueberry wheat pale. We don't have our pale ale today, but we have the Panius Dropus, which is an imperial pale ale that we just started doing in 22-ounce bottles. Should be available in New York and hopefully going into Ohio sometime soon. That's hopefully soon. We should go into PA because... we get a lot of people from Pittsburgh and coming up to Holiday Valley ski area up there. But that's 10.5% alcohol, 95 IBUs, all Cascades. I've only got that one, and I already promised it to Billy Kissel from Erie Brewing Company. Right. Well, you could. Or you could just come up and visit me, and I'd give you one.
We will do that.
Yeah, we'll take you on the full tour and get you all the beers. But we just have a little 10-barrel system, you know, real small, really experimental. We're able to do just about anything on the fly. Like I said, I came in that morning for the Mowmaster, and I wanted to make a new beer, and I did. And I've got a lot of creative room up there. It's really nice, really nice.
Do you guys have a website?
Ellicottvillebrewing.com.
There will be links on shouldidrinkthat.com for you guys to easy clicks. Very cool. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.
Most Reverend Father Spoon here at the Beer on the Bay Festival. Once again, I got to tell you something here, Sick Puppy. We've been to 1, 2, 3, 4, about five places or so. Talked to a couple guys. It's doing well so far. I'm starting to feel kind of good.
All right, well, I'm having beer for breakfast, so I'm not too far behind you, brother.
That's pretty much how this is working out right now. We're staying in front of the Magic Hat tent where they have the Crapparatus. The magnificent Crapparatus, and we might have to give this one a shot here. If your name is Don and you're listening to this, we're about to put your name on the list, and I'm going to pretend I'm you. So you're about to get some more email.
Yeah, there's somebody looking for a person named Darlene.
Nice. Well, they already got my info for the Crapparatus because I was the first one to ever use it, man.
Hey guys,
what's your name?
I'm Joe Nelson.
And how'd you hear about SIDT?
I saw it in Draft Magazine.
Ain't that the shit. What do you think of the beer fest so far?
Really fantastic venue, fantastic view from here. I like the setup. The brews are awesome, obviously. So, all around, good time.
Definitely, man. Thanks. Appreciate your time, bud.
Shut up.
Oh, wait. Somebody knows who we are. This is a first. Besides Gary... back there, somebody knows who we are. How'd you hear?
I'm really not sure. I think it might have been on the computer. You know?
Have you been on the YouTube?
No, it wasn't YouTube.
Okay. So
was it in the paper?
We were in Draft Magazine.
That's where I saw you. Draft Magazine.
Draft Magazine. There we go. They actually have it at the Victory Tent. The guy didn't believe us.
No. A friend of mine gave me a copy of Draft that he had, and you guys were in it. That's where I know.
Page 22, bottom corner. Just to, right, for everybody else that's listening right now.
No, I know who you guys are, man.
Oh, that's yeah. Cool. Yeah, definitely check. Sorry. It's all right. Yeah, definitely check out the show. We have videos of
Now, how do I get right there?
Go to that website.
All right.
Go to shouldidrinkthat.com, and then there's links to all the shows that we've done.
Wow.
And then also all the videos that we've done.
Okay, cool.
And we
cool.
also...
Hey, smile, guys. Put my hand up.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
But, yeah, man, we're from New Brighton.
Okay.
And like I said, I forgot it was Draft Magazine is where I saw you guys.
That's awesome to hear.
We've been drinking, so you got to...
Right. Scott Davidson.
Nice to meet you.
Yes.
I'm Tommy.
Nice to meet you, too.
I'm Kathy.
The Spanker. We're calling you the Spanker.
I'm Kathy the Spanker.
That's Harry.
Harry.
Nice to meet you, Harry.
Well, yeah, man.
This is Sick Puppy.
Okay, yes. Wildcatter or whatever.
It's something like that. I don't know what the hell. He makes
so good. In my kitchen. I've got Holland Tall hops growing up one side of my house and Nuggets growing up the other. They're tearing me up. Yes, the Beatles are bad this year. Anyway, if you ever need any field help, I'll email you guys.
Yeah, sure. Send us an email. We have a mailing list, too, every time we have a new show that comes out.
I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, it's like your dog.
You know?
Scott will be a Cub reporter.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Sick Puppy. We are here at the Great Lakes Brewing Booth, and I am speaking with...
Ryan Lunneberger.
And what's your position with the brewery?
I'm the Northeast Ohio field sales rep for the brewery.
Can you tell us a little bit about the beers you have here today?
Sure. We have four different beers here today. We have our Commodore Perry India Pale Ale. We brought our Ellie & Ness. It's a Vienna-style amber lager. We brought our Edmund Fitzgerald, which is our porter, and our Blackout Stout, which is our Russian Imperial Stout.
Awesome, man. How many beers do you guys brew total?
Year-round, we have 6 year-round beers. We have 4 seasonals and 2 high-gravity seasonals. So you're looking at right around 12 year-round beers. At the restaurant, we started out in 1988 as a brew pub. It was Ohio's first actual microbrewery. And we still use the original 7-barrel system in the restaurant, where our restaurant brewer will do 30 or 40 different beers throughout the year that we'll just do at the restaurant.
Can you tell the people where they can find you guys?
Absolutely. We're in Ohio City in downtown Cleveland, right across from the West Side Market. The restaurant is open Monday through Saturday. Love to have you down. It is, like I said, we were Ohio's first microbrewery. We're now Ohio's largest craft brewery. Ohio's pretty much most award-winning brewery.
That's awesome. That's something to be proud of for sure, man. How about a website?
www.greatlakesbrewing.com.
Easy enough. Thank you very much, man. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, have a good one.
Yeah, you too, bud. Hey, we are here at the Hook and Ladder Brewing Company booth. And you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, Mike Jameson with Hook and Ladder Brewing.
And what do you do for Hook and Ladder?
I'm the New York State Development Director, and I have a little bit of PA here. I'm happy to be here in Erie, by the way.
Awesome. Can you guys tell us a little bit about the beers you have here today?
Sure, absolutely. We have 3 different beers. We have a Backdraft Brown, a Golden Ale, and we also have a Lighter, which is our light beer. It's unusual, not many micros have light beers. It's 94 calories, and it's pretty refreshing. A little lower in alcohol. It's actually about 3.2, believe it or not. So,
yeah, good session beer, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's when you want to stretch them out a little bit. So, absolutely. And we started in 99, and our Golden Ale actually won Great American Beer Festival in 2001. And actually, from day one, from conception, we always gave back to charity in name of firefighters. And actually, we give back $4 for each keg back to local municipal burn units. So that's cross country where we are, goes directly to the local units.
It's a great thing you guys do, man. Thanks so much for your time. Looking forward to enjoying all your beers.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very simple, right?
Bill Moore from Lancaster Brewing, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Today we're pouring our strawberry wheat as well as our milk stout, and we also have our summer seasonal beer, which is our rare rooster rye. So we're pouring that as well today, and they all seem to be well received. Of course, the standard usually is the strawberry wheat. Got a lot of people like that, and also the milk stout has its own little following, and some in the know actually mixed the two and called a chocolate covered strawberry. So
that's a great idea.
Yeah, and yeah, we Well, not necessarily our favorite thing to do, mix the two, but it's something that started back at the brewery in our pub, and some of our regular Mug Club members started mixing them up, and we do real well with it. And when we get out of festivals, it usually starts slow. One or two people say it, and before the end of the show, I'm pouring a lot of chocolate-covered strawberries. So.
Now, where exactly is the brewery located at?
Yeah, the brewery is in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and we are in the city limits of Lancaster. It is in the corner of Plum and Walnut Street, right on as you come in on Route 23 or New Holland Road as you come into Lancaster City. So,
and the website address?
LancasterBrewing.com, www.LancasterBrewing, all one word, .com. So.
Perfect. And you said that there's also a Mug Club there, too, right?
We have a Mug Club. Regulars that come in, they earn themselves a mug that hangs over the bar, and they come in. We give them their favorite glass or their glass, and we do other beers as well as these. We do our 4-year-round beers, our Hop Hog, which is an IPA style. We do an Amish 4-grain, which is a pale ale. And then we do... the three that I mentioned earlier are all bottled products, and then we also do an Oktoberfest that we bottle, which will be out very shortly here in early August. And then in the winter months, we run our winter warmer, our traditional English-style warmer, about 8.9% alcohol, all no spices or anything, just a nice, real rich, full-body beer for the colder months. Then at the pub, we also run a series of other beers that we have that are not bottled. They're draft-only products. A Fest beer we run year-round. We also run a Pilsner. We run our Lightning Lager during some of the colder months. We have a Double Bock. And in spring, we run the tail end of winter months, we run a Baltic Porter. As well as then spring, we do a Spring Bock.
Very cool.
Yeah, so at any given time, we have probably 9 to 10 beers on tap. And we have a full restaurant, full liquor license. If you are coming through Lancaster and you want to try to stop by and see us, but maybe somebody in your group or party doesn't drink beer, they can
always go shopping, too. There's plenty of shopping. That's one thing that we hear a lot about is everyone wants to go to Lancaster for the shopping, but they need to know, too, hey, you can go there and have great craft beer.
Yeah, absolutely. Not only are we in the city, also over near Miller or near Franklin Marshall, just recently Iron Hill just opened up, a nice outlet there. And just south of the city in Conestoga is Seven Gates, a small brewery that just opened up. And, so Lancaster has, a little bit of brewing history as well as you said. There is other things to do in Lancaster, some tourist stuff, and there are quite a bit of outlets in that area. So it's don't come just for the outlets. Come for the beer and maybe stop by the outlets. How's that?
Perfect. Hey, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hey, we are here at the Magic Hat booth with Jonathan. What do you do here for Magic Hat?
I am a drummer of Ales and Odd Notions for Western Pennsylvania and Northern West Virginia.
That's awesome. Now, what kind of beers do you guys have here today for sampling?
We are pouring number 9, our Not Quite Pale Ale. We have Circus Boy, our American-style Hefeweizen, and we also have Hocus Pocus, our summer ale.
And what was that one-liner you just said about the number 9?
It's a beer cloaked in secrecy. As it swirls over your tongue, it'll ask more questions than it answers.
That's awesome. You got to love that. Now I'm standing in front of this weird-looking contraption with shot glasses on the bottom of it, and it looks like light bright pegs. Can you explain this to me?
Well, this is the Magnificent Magic Hat Crapparatus, and what we do is we have a Magic Hat ball that we drop in, and it plinkos around, kind of like in The Price is Right, and you win a prize. It goes into a shot glass. You win a prize. The shot glass is marked. Everybody's a winner.
Awesome. So if I get a ball in there, do I get to take the jockey box home?
Well, I mean, the jury's out for that one, but we may be able to figure something out sometime.
Sweet, I'm there. If not, I'll just steal it later.
Your name will be put in a contest for consideration of a possibility that you might get that someday.
Works for me, dude.
You gotta think like magic.
All right, I'm going to end this interview because I'm going to actually perform a little Crapparatus action.
Well, we're the first people here. This is the first brew festival. It's just like in the Navy or Marine Corps when you're the first crew on a boat, they get what's called a plank. It's a certificate that you're the first crew there, just like here. We're the first crew here.
Where's the and beer
you know
on
what?
The bay,
yeah, beer on the bay. So you know,
where's your plank?
We don't get one.
Yeah,
but it's ceremonial, you know. Yeah.
You have the glass though.
The glass. There you go. And it says first annual.
And it's got the year and the date on it, and that's
there
awesome
it is. It's
because
a glass.
Most of the Brewski Fest that we go to, it doesn't have that on there.
It just says Brewski or Microbrew Festival. Like at the Penn Brewery, the Microbrew Festival.
Yeah, we've gone to that one a few times.
Oh, yeah.
So we.
But anyway, this.
And we drank a lot there, too.
This is what it says, first annual, if you read the small print.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it does. We're at the very top, Erie Brewing Company's first annual.
Yes.
Beer on the Bay.
Yeah. So is this our plank?
Yeah, we're plank owners. Yeah.
We're plank owners, yay!
So what do you guys think about everything so far?
Great. I like it. Nice breeze. People are friendly and shit. Yeah.
What's been your favorite beer that maybe you haven't had before?
All of it.
All of it.
You know what? There's nothing here that I really haven't had except this Wolfbats, and I don't know if I'm going to have one of those. You know? Penn Wheat. Penn Wiesen.
Yay!
Yeah. That's one thing that we've noticed is we're really blessed in Pittsburgh because we have a wide variety of places.
Yes.
And we go to Three Sons a lot. And you could try all of these. Three Sons Dogs and Suds out in Wexford.
No.
It's right off of 19.
No, we've been to Hereford and Hops.
Which is closed.
But that was very good beer, too.
And then there's
a beer.
Church Brew Works is good.
Yeah, Church. The Church Brew Works.
Church is a big fan, we're finding out, of a lot of people here today.
Yeah.
And then, you know, unfortunately, Marzoni's closed, too. Well, they closed Route 8.
Yeah.
Church wasn't here.
No, they're not. That's a disappointment.
But if they're not here, you're missing a lot of fun.
I can't top that.
You gotta do
the only thing I can top that with is Magic Hat's giving away a bunch of condoms.
She's got
you got the Magic Hat?
I got the Magic Hat.
So not only did Sick Puppy get spanked.
I'll give him a Magic Hat.
This is what it's all about up here on the Beer on the Bay. It's about Magic Hat, getting your drink on, and Spanx.
You got to go to Seven Springs, I'm telling you. It's a good time.
I'm surprised you guys have never been there, man.
What's his name?
It's all because of work. That's Sick Puppy.
Sick Puppy.
No, not him.
He's Sick Puppy.
You're Spoon, right?
The most reverend, Father Spoon. I forgive your sins for suds.
I want to give Sick Puppy a Magic Hat.
Too bad he has the camera on him right now, too. I wanted
to blow it up.
This is great.
Sick Puppy. She knows how to
get
with a magic
hat.
Facts, all mine are expired. And it was a 12-pack.
Sick Puppy, should I drink that.com? Now that's a magic hat. Sick Puppy just got a magic hat and a spanking from the same woman. This is fantastic. I love Erie. All right. So he's all set. All right.
My name is Cameron Smith from Southern Tier Brewing Company. I'm the production manager there. I'm in charge of pretty much the real quality of the beer, putting it in the bottles and the kegs. The brewery was founded by Finn DeMink back in approximately 2002, and we recently were ranked in the top 25 of breweries in the world on beeradvocate.com, and we were also the 17th best brewery in the world on ratebeer.com. We have a few new beers coming out. We just came out with a creme brulee imperial stout, part of our Blackwater series, along with the Java oatmeal stout. And we're also coming out with a cuvee series. It's going to be a three-series beer. They're going to be three different ages of the beer. Cuvee obviously means blended. It's going to be an oak-based blend, and we're pretty excited about that. I brought with me today the raspberry wheat, Finn and Matt's, which is American Pale Ale, the India Pale Ale, and our Imperial Extra Pale Ale.
Now, whereabouts are you guys located at?
We are in Lakewood, New York, which is on Chautauqua Lake, the southern tier, southwestern New York, about 70 miles south of Buffalo. We have a brew pub, a 10,000-square-foot facility. We are in the works right now of building a new facility. It's going to be 35,000 square feet. bigger bottling line, a few more tanks, a bigger bar, an outdoor stage. We're going to get quite a lot of music venues going on, so I'll be looking for that. We're breaking ground on that probably next spring. The excavation is going to start of the land this fall, and within 2 years we'll be moved in completely into the new facility.
And for our listeners, what's your website?
SouthernTierBrewing.com.
As always, links can be found on shouldidrinkthat.com in the show notes. Very cool. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we are here at the Victory booth checking out the ladies. I'm here with Nathan. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do for Victory Brewing?
Well, right now I'm just here at the Brewfest, pouring beer, giving samples to people for Victory Beer. We're offering two kinds of beers here, our Prima Pils, which is a nice, crisp Pilsner-style beer, and then we have a Hop Devil, which is a very hoppy ale, similar to a lot of IPAs.
It's an awesome beer. It's probably one of my favorites from Victory.
Hop Devil?
Yeah. What's yours, man? Hop Devil?
I'm torn between the two right now, actually. Very torn. So, but they're both very good. Yeah.
I love them all, actually, but wish I had more here. Yeah, exactly. All right, thanks, Nathan. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Hey, we're here with Tony the Beer Guy. So far, it's all right. This is the first annual, which I guess you can't really say it's annual. It's the first one. But what do you think of the Brewfest up here so far?
Well, they're trying to do something in Erie. Erie Brewing's behind it. It's a nice venue. It's the first year for this little amphitheater. The first session is a little lower participation, but they're telling me they expect like triple out of the second one.
Yeah, tickets for the second
ones. Yeah, and
it's because everyone's at the beach today.
And a little bit of my background is I'm the brand manager, specialty brand manager for Vicini Distributing, which only means that a lot of these small breweries give us a larger territory, and I have six breweries up here today that I represent in Erie. So I'm responsible for them here. That's why I'm here trying to make better beer happen here, not only in Pittsburgh, but up here.
Exactly why we do what we do.
Yeah, so I brought six tables up. I have people manning the table. Some of the brewers couldn't make it. I put people in the table. We shipped like 30 barrels up here for this festival. I want to get some beer in Erie too. So, you know, it's a little bit of, you know, it's a work in progress.
I think this town especially has that potential to bring the craft beers here.
We represent Erie Brewing in Pittsburgh, so there's a little bit of reciprocity. We do well for them there. They want to do something here, and they're in the community of better beer. So I brought up Dogfish and Victory, Dale's Pale Ale, Trogs, Weyerbacher. You know, we're trying to get these people into better beers.
Spread the word.
Yeah.
You can't beat the weather today.
Oh, yeah.
We got a great breeze coming in here off the bay. Beautiful skies, sun's out, there's no rain. This is the ideal temperature or weather that you want to have for an outdoor beer fest.
Well, on the lake, which in Pittsburgh, we got a river. Here, there's a lake, so there is a breeze.
Look, you smoke. It's really hard to light a cigarette on this hill. That's all I'm saying.
And the cigar guys are having a lot of problems, too, but
I've seen that.
They're lighting a tree.
But there's, I think, 26 breweries up here.
We've hit every one, I think, except for the very end. But it's, yeah. We talk to the Penn guys all the time.
Sure, I know.
Can you tell us a little bit about your radio show?
I do an occasional radio show on KQV in the beer garden.
And that, for our listeners, that's in the Pittsburgh area.
Yes, on KQV 1410. It's not every month, so I can't give you a date.
Right.
But we're trying to highlight seasonals. And to be real honest with everybody, it's basically an infomercial.
Right.
We buy radio time.
Right.
So, and I try to make it not sound like, buy this product for $19.99, and if you do it today, you'll get this too.
Apply directly to forehead.
Yeah. So we try to make it more information and here's what's going on. And I really try to back off on buy this beer type thing.
Well, another thing you might want to, I'd like to talk to you about too, is your craft beer school.
Yes.
For our local fans anyway, where can they do that and what's involved with that?
Or anybody that wants to drive into Pittsburgh.
Exactly.
Travel in for it.
Again, just a short background on this is when we got on KQV, they do a wine show on there with a wine writer from the Tribune Review, Dave DeSimone. And I had known him in past experiences, and we started to click a little bit. And he's like, well, how about a beer show? So we got that going, and then it was like, hey, this is really working. Why don't we also do wine tastings for the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust at the Backstage Cabaret. Why don't we expand the radio show kind of in... It led to networking.
Right.
How about we do a beers thing at the Backstage Cabaret like we're doing wine tasting?
Right.
They came up with the idea of beer school. Again, I always thought it was a little hokey, but a little, you know, you need a hook.
I've been trying to make one of those classes for a long time, and I haven't made it yet.
You need a hook. You need something to get people excited. So we called it beer school, and we've been doing it for like three semesters now, going on the fourth one. And the original one, it was Beer School 101. Then they said, well, we don't want to do 201. Let's just call it the fall semester. And now, during the summer, we take a break.
As we're about to get run over here by a cart.
So we have it scheduled back for September. And again, I work for the Cultural Trust, so we have meetings and say, how do we want to do this? And they want to do pizza and beer for September. They're also doing a wine with pizza and beer, which I like. When they put out the wine information, it was like, not just for beer, for the pizza. And I'm like, oh, we got something. Because I put out information to, like, the winos get 180 people. We need 200.
Right,
Let's beat the winos.
Exactly.
So, and the wine writer laughs at all my little nuances of trying to beat the wine people.
It's only beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Screw them.
But we have
way better flavor profiles than wine.
So.
What do they got? They got red and they got white.
And what do you make it with?
And then you mix and you got rosé.
Right.
And what do you make it with? You got grapes.
I have the finest respect for the wine people. I'm just saying. That's all.
But we've had the highest attendance now.
Awesome.
We beat the winos.
Oh, great.
When we had Stone Brewing in, we had 200 people.
Too.
I know.
Sorry, I had to go there.
I know.
That's fantastic.
But we also have for October, for Halloween, we're doing beer and chocolate.
I saw that.
So that was a nice one. Yeah.
I really, really do.
It's the day before my anniversary.
Yeah.
So guess who's losing out on that one?
Especially if you get that
my wife.
Beer chocolate that you can't find anymore.
Yeah, you know, if you can't find anymore, we won't be able to get it. But,
well, we talked to the guys from Southern Tier, and he had a big smile when we mentioned that. He's like, oh, we're making something.
Well, Spoon, maybe we have an inside track here, because I talked to Save On Beer, and they said they couldn't get any more Stone 12th Anniversary. What kind of pool you got?
I don't have any.
I
called them again. We ran out of that quicker than I thought, and they've given us bigger numbers. So I actually, the day I found out we ran out, which I didn't think we would yet, I called the rep and got his voicemail and said, it's on the internet. Harrisburg just got their allotment. I am out. 2 weeks, we're gone. They're getting theirs, I'm out. What does that tell you? I need more.
Right, I said,
now the pass is behind us. This is all on a voicemail. The pass is behind us. But the Vertical Epic's coming in next month. Get me more.
Actually, seriously, next month?
8808.
Yeah, 888.
Oh, that brings me to another point, Tony. You don't have a spare 020202 laying around, do you?
No, I have. I think I have four in my refrigerator.
The only one I'm missing is the 02,
I might have a couple threes, but Greg Cook doesn't even have a 202.
That's telling you something right there.
I saw it on eBay for about $180.
He said he wouldn't pay for that.
I'm
either.
Not I love beer, but I'm not paying $180 for a bottle of beer.
Yeah, if the brewer says he's not paying that much, then you shouldn't either.
Not even the Sam Adams Utopia. I had a friend that had it. That's the way to go.
Yeah, we had a friend who had the original. We drank that. We looked it up on eBay, and it was going for $475.
Yeah, was the first year or second year?
It was the first year, and he's like, I paid $75 at the time for it. He's like, I would never pay that again. And we drank it, and it was good, but
yeah,
it was a one-time gig.
I'll live for the future. I won 888.
I have a six-inch of humor. People know me on the website as Sick Puppy. My favorite year for that was 666.
Okay.
Actually, that was the year that we did the 555 and 666 back-to-back.
Together, yeah.
That was the show with Satan,
yeah, it was.
I think. All right, well, we're wrapping up here at the Beer on the Bay. This is the 1-4 session that we're at. Yeah, we got to go pick up some swag, and I think I need sunscreen because my face is burning. We've been out here drinking a lot of beer. So, Tony, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Started doing more stuff with you.
And there will be there's going to be links to Tony's show on our website. You can download the shows. They are in, I believe, MP3 or WMA format. Either way, you can play it on your PC.
Well, all the shows that I've done are on our website, which is beersince1933.com, so you can go back into the archives and listen to any show. Back in 06, we've interviewed Sam Calagione and Victory, Bill Kovaleski, which we'll have an in for beer school, by the way. I'm bringing in Bill Kovaleski.
Oh, awesome, man.
We get the heavy hitters here in Pittsburgh.
But you can listen to anything. Okay.
It's the beer guy, of course.
Right on. It's a great nickname to have, by the way.
Thanks.
It's appropriate.
Sick bastard.
Okay.
So here we are. We're wrapping up the Beer on the Bay event in beautiful Erie, Pennsylvania. We're making our way back to the car right now. Holy shit, is it hot.
And I must quote St. Obnoxious, life is too short to drink shitty beer.
How true. We just got to meet that guy, which was pretty cool.
He's a born-again Calvinist, proponent of a strong Salvation Army, and a flaming heterosexual.
So we're heading back to the car right now. We have to go check in at the hotel. We're staying at the Avalon tonight. Actually, we're staying with the Brewers, yeah. On the Brewers' floor, I believe. That's what the deal was, because they love us, apparently. So, we're heading back. I don't know if there's going to be any more audio, I guess, from this.
Matt from Voodoo, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we got Matt from Voodoo, and there's a couple other guys that wanted to talk to us back at the hotel. And probably we're going to head to the Brewery next, because we're hungry. We need food. Yeah. We need beer, and it's within walking distance. That's the key thing.
They had free food at the fest, but we were too busy drinking, so we kind of missed that. So now we got to pay for our dinner.
Yeah, so, wow. Dude, check out the people walking over by the boats. Beautiful, beautiful Erie Penn. Wow, this is pretty cool. I'm digging this. We've got young brewers in love, walking hand in hand. See, there you go. We're wrapping up here. Holy shit, puppy! Look at the size of this boat. My God, this thing right here.
For a second there, I thought you were talking about my penis.
I didn't say look how small. I said look how big. Look at this thing. That's gigantic. We've got people behind us walking up, leaving the Brewfest also. Hey, there's some people over at the booth up here. Maybe we can bug them. Maybe Becky's over there. I'm picking on her for a little bit. Final thoughts?
Eat a bullet.
Oh, yeah. You could, but then you wouldn't be able to drink great craft beer.
No, not me personally eating a bullet. Anyone listening, eat a bullet.
Oh, I see Becky's bouncing around already in this tent, so we're going to head to the hotel. She's actually right in front of us right now as I say this. So how do you think the first session went?
Well, I think it went very well, considering I was down here most of the time. I got a chance to go up to the actual show, but I think the second session is definitely going to it's definitely going to be better. I wouldn't say better, just more people.
Well, more people usually come to the last session, though, anyways, because it's, well, the drunks come out at night. Yeah, it's the party time, and everyone's probably over at the beach right now getting a tan, whereas my face is killing me right now because it's burning.
My face is burnt. And yeah. So.
And yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm really tired. I've been working on this for a while, and I'm beat.
And we do have to say we heard nothing but good news. Good reviews about this so far.
Yeah. Good. Good. That is.
Especially cool. From the big boss man himself, actually. He had a lot of praise.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Glad they enjoyed themselves. Yeah. And everyone that's actually been leaving, like, oh, I hope you do it again next year. You better do it again next year.
Yeah, you better.
And will you?
Well, we didn't call it first annual for no reason.
I actually brought that up. I said, how can you have a first annual if it's only your first one?
And last annual Brewfest.
And I believe it was Jim Hicks who said, well, of course we're going to do another one.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we have to have at least two.
Exactly. You know, it's a too perfect of a location not to have it again.
It's beautiful here.
So we're really excited.
It's absolutely the perfect day for it.
Beer on the bay.
Beer on the bay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Well.
All right. We're heading out. We're going to the hotel to check in. And